Good Saturday morning from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 8th, 2022. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational and respite care facility for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Campers had a great time at camp this week as we turned the calendar into our fall season. This is a respite care weekend, and last weekend was also a respite care weekend where parents bring their children down on Friday night, come back on Sunday, and pick them up. Last week, we had the Kartha group and the Monticello Rotary return to Camp Courageous to join the respite care campers in another pop-up singing nook. Members and campers joined together to sing songs and play the musical instruments at the camp's musical park along with other instruments. Also, travel campers had a great time last Saturday at UNI attending their football game, and they also headed down to Circa 21 in Moline, Illinois to watch Clue, the musical, and eat a delicious lunch. Campers are also in this next month attending Bloomsbury Farm, where they dedicated their corn maze to Camp Courageous and our 50th anniversary. A big thank you to the Peterson family. The VW bus will be at the maze starting Sunday. So if you want to take a look at that, that's where we'll be. In a couple of weeks, we'll be having the Haunted Trail and Dance for a Dog campers out here at Camp Courageous. That'll be October 20th from 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Always a wonderful time. Once again, that's an accessible Haunted Trail and Dance for campers on October 20th from 6 to 8:30 in the camp's main lodge. For the general public, we'll have an accessible trail that's a scary accessible trail on October 21st from 7 to 9. Always a great time. And if you'd like to come out and volunteer and be part with the campers or the general public, please get a hold of us. We can use all the volunteers we can get. Fundraisers this past week. We had a great time last Friday and Saturday at the Amanis at the Market Barn for the Oktoberfest. A big thank you to Bill Leixenring at the Oxholkin, Jeff Poppenhagen with the Amanis, who gave camp the opportunity to bring the VW bus down. And we also had the VW bus on Sunday in Hopkinton for the Hot Rods and Harley's Car Show. Big thank you to Steve Davis for giving us that opportunity. Camp Courageous was humbled when Ralph and Ennis Kramer of Independence, Iowa contacted camp to donate their 1957 Chevrolet Bel Air Sport Coupe. This car had been professionally done frame-off restoration. Ralph and Ennis Kramer have been married for over 60 years. When I asked them why they chose Camp Courageous for this wonderful gift, they replied with a tear in their eye that they had been very fortunate to have had a healthy family and never needed the service of Camp Courageous. But at the same time, they fully understood the 24/7, 365 care many families with a disabled family member are faced with. Also, a huge thank you to Dr. Jenny Collins, dentist from No Ridge Dental in Cedar Rapids. They professionally whiten one's teeth at a discounted fee and have 100% of the proceeds split between Camp Courageous and Smiles for Life Foundation. Smiles for Life Foundation provide free dental services for the seriously ill and underprivileged children. This wonderful program has touched the lives of many in need for years and has raised tens of thousands of dollars for Camp Courageous. A big thank you to Dr. Collins and her team. Great folks there. Tomorrow is the annual Camp Courageous Square Dance benefit. It's going to be from 1:30 to 4 o'clock in the Camp Courageous Sill Barn. All the callers and cures are welcome. Bring snacks if you'd like. It's sponsored by the East Central Federation and Cedar Valley Callers Association. Great time. It's been going on for decades, and we always love to have them here at Camp Courageous. Also here in a couple of weeks, Cookie's Barbecue Wagon to benefit Camp Courageous will be located at the Monticello Fairway parking lot. They'll be there Wednesday, October 19th from 4 to 6. Thursday, October 20th from 11 to 6, and Friday, October 21st from 10 to 5. Always a great time, Cookie. It's just a riot. And, let them do the cooking for you. Programs this past week, we thank the Dubuque Community Foundation for utilizing Camp's Durkin Pavilion for their conference. A big thank you to Sheila Todden for lining it up and for Nancy Van Milligan and her whole team of folks for meeting there. Also, big thank you to Phil Larrabee, who gave Camp Courageous the opportunity to present to the Iowa Lions Foundation this past week. We have some construction, lots of construction going on at Camp Courageous right now. We're putting in an elevator at the Durgan Pavilion, something that we always needed, but we kind of ran out of money as we were building that building. And that will access the lower level of the building where the bowling alley is to the upper level, which is a large open area for camper activities. Manchester Garage Sale continues to do super well. Located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 9 to noon. A big thank you to all the volunteers up there and all the people that bring things in. Memorials this past week where we lost some dear friends. Bonnie Esbaum from Wheatland, Iowa, longtime camp supporter, passed away and her memorials go to camp. We lost our dear friend Brooke Wagner. Brooke was one of our first campers out here at Camp Courageous, a wonderful person. She was fortunate to celebrate her 60th birthday, and her mom passed away this past year too. Just a great family and real trailblazers when it came to folks with disabilities. Also, Dolores Whirling from Tipton passed away, 90 years old, longtime supporter of Camp Courageous, as did Phyllis Lurch, 89 of Anamosa. She got camp very involved in 4-H and also in the Farm Bureau Women. Our sympathy goes out to their families. The need of the week is AED pads. Your AED pads, of course, are used with our defibrillators. We can also use 13-gallon trash bags and batteries of all sizes, particularly double A's. We hope each of you have a wonderful weekend and a great week to come. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening.